Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. With the OTR app, every fifth C coffee is free.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to Sports Day. It's A, Malcolm Blight and David Wildy. Beautiful day here in Adelaide. No doubt about that. No rain, no wind. Fantastic for golf, but it wasn't our golf day today. As a welcome, M. Blight. Blighty, how are you?
Good, thanks, David. Yeah, no, really good. Interesting day. Just before we get going, the draft numbers for both Port Adelaide and Adelaide were announced today. That's their picks, you know, in the end of the year draft. And what I did today, just sitting down very quietly, I actually got the numbers that each side's going to have, and then I've lined some up from yesteryear that number pick. Now, do you want to do this first, or do you want to do it about a little topic I know you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to mention something first. I know you put a lot of work into that, but for car sales, we love cars. Car sales, Australia's number one for cars. Last night I heard Alistair Clarkson really concerned about the burden of coaching on mental health, and he said it's a real issue, not just the players, but particularly coaches on the back of Reece Shaw. Now he may never coach again, but here's just a snippet of what Alistair Clarkson had to say.
I'm a bit concerned for our profession, to be fair, you know, particularly the 17 peers in the roles that we've got, you know, Hurdy, Bomber Thompson, Bales, Walshy, Lades, Spud Frawley, Pikey, now Reece Shaw. And there's probably others too, you know, who have done it tough. And I'm concerned, and I think the game should be concerned, because it's an enormous burden to carry, and we need to be doing something.
So what can you do about that? You know, when you're a coach, you're going to have there's a lot of pressure, and there's going to be a lot of down moments and a lot of up moments. But, I mean, AFL now, haven't they got people in place for supporting coaches and players and player welfare and that type of thing?
Yeah, the Coaches Association does have something along those lines. But, I mean, one of the things is that when you take the job on, you're supposed to be the man. Do you know what I mean?
All-encompassing.
You're all-encompassing. And, people have asked me, did you go into wobbly places? Of course you do. I mean, sometimes you actually, you know, what's going on here? You know, you've got to clear your head a bit. And that's where it's good to have someone to talk to. The assistant coaches around you, but you know, and
there's more now than when you were coaching. You didn't have a lot there, did you?
No, not at all. And I mean, the pressures are the same. I mean, the only difference now is social media. Now, I'm not involved in social media, neither are you. I don't know how many coaches are, but quite frankly, some idiot having a crack whether your coach good or bad, that's been going on forever. You can listen up to talkback radio after every game and someone's going to get slagged. I mean, it's in the game you're in. Now, I don't know why now, today, this very day, these last few years, this has happened. It's always been under pressure. The number one guy is under pressure. Have a look at what the Premier's going through. Look what the Prime Minister goes through. Look at the leaders of industry. You take that on as a responsibility.
It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Brendan Bolton was another one that when he got sacked, found it really tough there for a while. But Reece Shaw came out of the blue. I mean, when he mentioned all those names, though, Hurdy, Bomber Thompson, Bailey, Danny Frawley, there's a lot there, aren't there? You sort of forget about a lot of the guys that have sort of had a bit of trouble after.
Yeah, and David, I cannot give you the reason why that has now become public knowledge. Perhaps it happened before when we hit it. I certainly didn't. I mean, but I know a lot of other blokes do struggle. I mean, there's been a lot of blokes struggle all through it, but that's the job. I mean, I don't know how you get around it.
And players being discarded after 2 or 3 years, you think this is where I'm here for life. And, of course, the average life of a footballer is about 3 years.
Now, on makes here, for North Melbourne, right, let's talk about North Melbourne for a minute.
Other club.
I reckon Ross Lyon. If I was sitting on a North Melbourne board now or in charge of North Melbourne, I'd be saying, well, okay, we tried a young bloke and it hasn't quite worked. You know, it hasn't worked out. That's all it's had. It hasn't quite worked. I think what we need now is a really hard, just knows the rules. If someone has a crack at him, doesn't bother him, it'll be water off a duck's back. And I reckon that a guy like Ross Lyon just might be perfect now for the North Melbourne Football Club, just to straighten it up, to tighten it up, and just ignore what all the other stuff's going and just do what he does. And that is coach a footy team. People say he's very defensive, or sometimes he's that, but at least you know the way they play. I'd be hunting him like you wouldn't believe.
Is he up for a rebuild, you think, though? It'd be 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but I don't think it's... when you take it on, you know sometimes it's going to take a time, but... I mean, I thought the Adelaide Football Club, when I coached them, might have been to take it 4 or 5 years.
I reckon the best job anyone's had is Paul Roos. He comes into a bottom club with all the draft picks, moves them up 2 or 3 pegs, takes the $1.5 million a year, then walks out. That's the one you'd want, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably
is. Get Roosie in.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I mean? I just reckon you need a hard head. Someone who's been around the block, and Ross Lyon is one of those.
I just quickly, did you, 99, you've gone from premiership to premiership, and suddenly burn out. How did that happen so quickly?
Well, I just couldn't let the game go.
I mean, you had runs on the board. Didn't matter whether you finished down the track or anything like that. As in terms that you go one, everyone drops down after a couple of premierships.
Yeah, but I did the same thing at Geelong. We've talked about this before. I coached a grand final team.
And
I just had enough. I mean, sometimes it just gets you. And it was. I actually burn out because I do it hard. I've told you that I couldn't go to bed without knowing why we lost, and so I'd knacker myself.
Has anyone walked since you after a grand final?
Of course not. No one's that.
But that's
silly.
Incredible in itself.
Yeah, it is, probably in a way. Now listen, I've got to get to this.
All right,
come on. But it is.
I'll play the game.
It's a serious thing, but maybe the due diligence of the people employing these young coaches now want to have a look at it. And I've had this principle in my life that I reckon they should coach their own team, not necessarily 100% right, but coach their own team, so learn the pitfalls in the levels below. Not be an assistant coach where it's seriously much easier.
Be tough. Voss is the one they're all saying, but it's going to take years. Michael Voss has been at Brisbane, 4 or 5 years as a coach. It won't be easy for him to go there. So you're saying Lyon. Ross Lyon, North Melbourne.
No, just when it comes to the head. Yeah, of course it's going to take some time. Anyhow, I want to get on to this.
All right, let's go to the draft.
Now, over the next 2 nights, this is what we're going to do. Adelaide have 8 picks and Port Adelaide have 6 picks.
They've all
been nominated. They're going to have pick one. Now, what I'm going to do is give you 2 names that have been pick ones before, and I'll go down the list. You've got to say, who do you want? Adelaide get pick one, and these are the 2 players that are up. They went number one in their draft years. Nick Riewoldt or Luke Hodge?
Oh, God.
Come on.
Who's your favourite brother? Yeah. I'd probably go Riewoldt on his body of work in terms of being a hard-running centre forward. Hodge is outstanding, yeah. But I think they're harder to come by, Riewoldt than a Hodge.
Okay. Pick 8 is their next pick for the Adelaide Football Club. Chris Tarrant, 268 games, full forward, full back.
Key defender.
Or Joel Corey, All-Australian halfback, a triple premiership player, 276 players. He was pick 8. So what I'm trying to say, drafting is luck. Drafting is a lottery. But if Adelaide get these picks right, just think of the player you could get.
So the Crows have got Riewoldt. I'll go for a key backman too in Chris Tarrant. There you go.
Okay, pick 20. Get this. You got Nat Fyfe or Kane Corns, 300-gamer.
Oh, in hindsight, I'm going Nat Fyfe all day, every day. Okay. Kane's had a wonderful career, but you've got to go once again.
Do you know what I mean? But this is real. This is why.
So Fyfe's gone at 20, and yet we found a lot of duds, if you like, in pick 1, 2, and 3 in the last 15 years. 50-50, wasn't it?
Next one for Adelaide's pick 29.
Yeah, they're going to be good next year.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. If you get lucky, because it's luck. Wayne Campbell, 297 games for Richmond, great player. Or Jack Gunston.
No, Gunston. Gunston's played in premierships, goal kicker. I like Campbell, but he had no success because he played in the fairly poor side. But all day, every day, Jack Gunston.
Okay, so this is...
And Crows had him.
Yeah, this is right.
Crows already had him. They got him back.
Yeah, I know. This is right. But this is hypothetical. But this is what you could do. Now, pick 44. Well, you know what this one is. Rory Sloane or Alair.
I'll stick with Sloaney.
As a young player. Yeah.
They liked his attitude straight away. Yeah. Alair was more of a project player, but no, Sloane for me.
Okay, pick 50 is their next pick. Will Schofield, 190-game-plus player for the Eagles, premiership player, or Dom Cassisi, captain of Port Power, 228 games.
I'm going Cassisi because I've already picked up Tarrant and Riewoldt.
Okay, so you can get lucky.
Yeah. Some of the high draft picks.
This is pick 60. Corey Jones, 157 games, yep, or a 54-game premiership player for the Adelaide Football Club.
54.
Played in the 98 premiership side.
Not Clay Sampson?
No.
No, who?
Andrew Eccles.
Oh, Eccles.
Corey Jones or Andrew
Eccles? I'll probably go Jones being an opportunist forward.
But you see the quality of player you can get at picks?
As you're getting high.
Now, pick 74. This is the last one for the Adelaide. They've got 8 picks. Jeremy McGovern or Matthew Burton. Remember? 150-game, big, tall ruckman.
Spider Burton.
Spider Burton.
Does he help out Riley O'Brien or do we get our... Tarly's getting older.
Yeah.
I'll probably go the backman again. McGovern.
So isn't that... So everyone that's listening to this, you get the idea. It is so much luck.
It's a lottery.
It's a lottery. And
it's a calculated lottery, isn't it? Because you do your homework too.
Yeah, but you do all the... Everyone does their homework. One of the things I find interesting, the rigors of the system get a lot of players, a lot of them.
Good stuff. You're going to do Port Adelaide tomorrow?
Do Port Adelaide tomorrow.
That would be Adelaide's best picks ever.
Yeah.
Ever in their history to get so many picks at those levels. Rodney's got a question for you about Geelong. Hello, Rodney.
Yeah, g'day. Wills and Malcolm. And now, look, Malcolm, I know you are a deep thinker and go out in the back room sometimes and come out with some rippers, right? And you have a lot of... Right. So I'm going to ask you a question, right? Wills, you're going to be the deep thinker in this one, right?
Yep.
Now, this happened when we watched the great Geelong Cats win the other night and have been a very successful side. Unfortunately, Blighty, you do spruce yourself up with a lot of things, and you've done very, very well in your things, but you didn't quite get them there.
No.
But they have been pretty successful. I think it's 14 out of the last 15, is it, in the finals?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, right. Now, they're the Cats, right? They're the Cats, right? And you coached them, mate. Now, we have the Tigers. They're a Cat. We had the Lions. They're a Cat. We have Sydney, who are the Swans. You know where I'm coming from there. We have North Melbourne, who are the Roos.
Yeah.
We have the Crows, who are called the Crows, but they shouldn't be called the Crows because there's not a Crow in South Australia. They're all Australian Ravens. But that's another story. Now, my question to you, Malcolm, and I know, unfortunately, when you coached them and before that, when they last won their premiership in 1963, they got a lot of called the handbag pussycats, right?
Yep, they did.
I want to know what sort of cat they are.
Ah.
You get what I'm coming at?
Yeah.
What sort of cat? Now, we know in the Second World War, the Americans were out in Australia, and particularly in around Victoria, in their bases where they were, they had as mascots pumas, and there's been still these stories go to these days that they released those pumas, and there's still a few around, like out in the Otways and that. Arge along the pumas.
Okay, now I get where you're coming from. A bit long-winded to get there. Or are they the lions? Are they the big cat?
Yeah.
The tomcat? Are they the cheetahs?
Yeah. Well,
Which sort of cat are they with this team?
I can obviously say, at about what time on Saturday night after the game's finished, because we've got a twilighty into the night game, so what time is going to finish? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock? I can't remember.
Probably 9:30? Yeah. Night game.
What they want to be is happy cats.
Happy cats.
Happy cats.
Yeah.
They're the only type of cats that anyone that followed Geelong. It was a really interesting
question.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. What's our poll tonight?
Our poll tonight is poll for Australian Made. The Australian Made logo, be sure it's Aussie. Look for the green and gold Aussie Made logo to be sure it's authentically Australian Made. Now, this probably is one that's pretty simple, but the poll tonight is, does Travis Boak deserve to win this year's John McHale medal? That is the best and fairest player for the Port Adelaide Football Club in season 2020.
Be third if he does, I think.
Yeah.
I
think he does, but I reckon that Tom Jonas has had nearly defensively as good a year as anyone else at the football club.
Different sort of football, Yeah. Tom's had a great year, no doubt about that. Just quickly before we go to the break, and we're going to be speaking tonight to Colin Carter, of course, president of the Geelong Footy Club.
Correct.
And someone you know well, just to see what the vibe there is. In a nutshell, what do you do with Martin what do you do with Dangerfield? Because they are the two guys on the ground that could rip a game apart. Martin's done it twice in their premiership wins for Richmond.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think we're all looking forward to that. They will take
they
some
stand
attention.
Each other?
They will occasionally, but both of them are get the ball beasts, aren't they? See the ball, get the ball. Hey, David, yeah, that is, I'm great to look at that. Hey, don't forget the Sheffield Shield again too. South Australia made 195.
Oh,
Tassie 86 in front, 5 for 281. So
that Tasmania 2 for 10.
Yeah, I know. They're 5 for 281.
What is wrong with the Redbacks? And
and
how come we've lost interest in Shield cricket? When I was a boy, I used to go down and watch Ian Chappell and Greg Chappell, and they'd have 10,000 down at Adelaide Oval. Now they can't get 10 people there.
Yeah, you can see it on TV. You can see it all year round now, cricket, isn't it? It's just, and the team's not as good, so you don't watch it as much.
I think we've got too much time on our hands. We're going to take a break. Colin Carter will speak with, and plenty more. This is Sports Day SA, Malcolm Blight with David Wilde.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. With the OTR app, every fifth C coffee is free.
Yeah, Geelong President Colin Carter in about 30 seconds. Malcolm Blight and David Woody, all thanks to Tyre Power and Tough Times, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. They're here to help, tyrepower.com.au. Quick call from Nick. Hello, Nick.
G'day, guys. Quick theory, David. You were talking last week about giving an incentive to the team that finishes top at the end of home and away.
Yeah.
How about Port Adelaide finish top? They get a guaranteed final spot next season. So should it turn pear-shaped for them? Players lose form. They're guaranteed 8 spots. So it's an elimination final away from home. But at least they know they've got that incentive for finishing top this year.
Nick, I think you'd have to put that in writing to about 4 million people around the country.
17 other clubs.
Yeah, and 17 other clubs. And I'm not sure. I mean, it's a really way out there. I love the idea of being way out there. But you probably play each season individually as a season.
Yeah.
It's just impossible why you would do it and where would they be. I mean, they could finish nowhere or win more games next year. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
I still think the bye before the finals does take away a bit of the impetus, both Brisbane and Port out. But Geelong and Richmond, I think the two best teams have made it there, no doubt. Two great teams, both from Melbourne. First time, I think, since 2011, we can welcome the president of the Geelong Footy Club, Colin Carter. Colin, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, and nice to be with you.
Congratulations. You look at the record of the Geelong Cats over the last decade, amazing, in the finals every year, bar one. But this time you've finally broken through, and must be really pleasing for everybody at the club.
It's very pleasing. I think people have undersold our achievement over the last decade when we've essentially rebuilt the team. I think there's only four or five guys still on the list from that 2011 Premiership side. So our people have rebuilt on the run and been competitive pretty much every year. And so I think it's been a wonderful achievement. So we're thrilled for them.
Now, Colin, just for the people out there to remember that Colin was on the board when I was coaching Geelong and remained friendly with him and his wife Angie and the family. Colin, I said a couple of weeks ago we had a conversation. At the time, Mark Robinson from the Herald Sun asked me about a pen pick of each team, and I said that the Geelong Football Club is a brave football club. Brave because they put themselves there every year. Some query why you don't win all the time because they're bloody hard to win, we know that. I really have admired the Geelong Football Club for a lot of years, particularly when I was there and even since. It's just a remarkable record. You just keep giving yourself a chance every year, and that's what you should be doing.
Well, the record starts actually from when you were there, Malcolm, because if you look at the last 30 years or the last 20 years or the last 10 years, Geelong's win-loss record is better than any other team in the competition, and that... I think what that points to is a consistency of approach. If I take the last 10 years specifically, like the last time we had a draft pick within the top 10 was Joel Selwood in 2006. And so it takes a pretty good organisation to overcome some of those disadvantages which are imposed by the AFL on successful teams. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're very proud of our people.
Now, Colin, I have been to your place and I have seen a photo of the 2011 Premiership side, the last one. Colin is actually already a Premiership president. It would be nice to have another one up there with it, wouldn't it?
It would be terrific, and particularly as this is my last year.
Yeah.
So, but there are a lot of people there. I was thinking about it just the other day, Malcolm. People like, for example, Cam Guthrie, who was young on the list in 2011 and was a non-selected player. It'd just be a thrill, I think, for to see a guy like that get the premiership. Then they've got guys who have gone home, like back to the region, like Lockie Henderson, Paddy Dangerfield, Luke Dalhouse, people have come from other clubs. Gary Ablett, I guess, has come home. I'd love to see the story for them. And I think Joel Selwood's 200th game as Geelong captain is this weekend.
Yeah, amazing.
There's a whole lot of wonderful stories that can be made out of this. So we're daring to dream.
Colin, a lot of the knockers have been silenced this week. Are they all saying Richmond play every game, the MCG, they've got to walk up start to a final. Geelong play at home, you can't beat them there. But it's ironic. Two teams that have spent 3 months plus in a hub have made the last day.
It is ironic. Our guys left home with 24 hours notice back quite a long time ago, and they were told that they'd be leaving, they'd be away for 32 days. Mm-hmm. We celebrated the 100th day last week, so you've had guys living out of suitcases. Some of them have had their families up here. Some of them, the families came up for just the school holidays but had to do the 2 weeks of quarantine first. Some of them, their families, because all sorts of, you know, kids at school and that, haven't been up here. I was talking to the doctors whose private practice, as they do on the side, is withered away. I mean, there's a whole lot of stories. The thing that I find amazing, though, is the resilience and the relationships between our player group. And I presume this is true of a lot of the clubs, but I think that they've handled it really well. And I think the AFL's done a wonderful job of getting us through this far. So, and most of us would take the view that whatever problems we've got are pretty small on the scale of problems that a lot of other people are facing.
Do you see this team as being much different from last year? Because you had a very good year last year and in fact led Richmond at half time in a preliminary final. So have you seen a change to the team, or is it just a subtle change?
You're asking the wrong person, and Malcolm would attest to the fact that I don't take too much notice of my views about football. But no, we were close, and we didn't have Tom Hawkins and Mitch Duncan in that game, and we led the ladder for half the season. I just think this year what's happened, I mean, one of the paradoxes of life, we lost Tim Kelly, which we thought would be a bit of a disaster, but Cam Guthrie and Brandon Parfitt and Sam Menegola, two of those guys were picked in the All-Australian squad. So I think quite a lot of guys have stood up. Our Lockie Henderson, who at the start of the year probably wasn't even sure he'd get a game, has turned into a incredibly reliable backman. So I think this is a whole lot of guys have added a bit to their game, and it's showing.
Now, Colin, there is a fairy tale, I think, and an omen. Last Sunday, the Woodville West Torrens, my old club in Adelaide, won the flag for the first time since 2011 and played...
I like that one.
Yeah, and virtually played in every final series since. And they were being called all sorts of little names about non-winners and all that. So they've broken that. So the fairy tale will continue. So, and I'm now fully believing that the Geelong Football Club can follow that fairy tale and win the flag on this coming Saturday. Are you happy about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not superstitious, but I'm happy to become momentarily quite superstitious if that's what's involved. So, no, I'm fully signed up. I'm a believer.
Colin, it seems to be a destination club. We're hearing Jeremy Cameron wants to go to Geelong or will go to Geelong. Patrick Dangerfield's one close to our heart. And it's not only the football that you attract. You've got to attract a good person, don't you? And he's an amazing footballer, but he's a wonderful guy off the ground as well.
He's a wonderful guy. I think one of the strengths of our club is that it's regarded as a club that players enjoy playing at. I think they've got that reputation around the league. And certainly, you know, it's interesting. Every now and again, when I get a chance to sit down with players that have come from other clubs, I ask them what's the word that comes to mind when they try to describe the Geelong Football Club. And you know what's astonishing? And this is only two or three people that have done this, but in each case, they've come up with the word care.
Okay.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. And, you know, the typical footy supporter might think, well, the first thing they come up with, you've got a great gym or you've got a great game plan or whatever. But the I think the evidence that I have, and it's hard for me because you only see, and from a board, you don't see the day-to-day dealings with the players. But my sense is that our players appreciate the environment we create for them there. We certainly give them more freedom over their own time than most other clubs, partly because we want them to take responsibility for their own time. But we seem to be a club that a lot of people want to come to, and that's not going to hurt us in the future.
Colin, I really find a terrific thing that the Geelong Football Club, even in my time there, Chris Scott, your coach, he's been there a long time. You invest a lot of time in him in overseas teachings and learnings. Each year he tends to go overseas. You promote that yourself personally, and so that each year he comes back with a touch more knowledge. I mean, it's been a great program that you've been involved in, and that's why every time you hear him speak, he actually makes sense every single time.
Well, he's a really thoughtful guy, and he doesn't need to be encouraged. We also think it's just good to get him out of the place. One of the things I failed, and I wanted to be the first club that basically got the senior coach to go away on long service leave. You know, pretty hard, as you know, Malcolm, pretty hard to get him to do that. But getting him out of the place for 6 weeks or so is part of, I think, it's an incredibly pressured job. It's good for them. And Sophie, and the nice thing is when he goes overseas, he loves to try to learn something. So it's a win-win as far as we're concerned.
Mm. Just as you mentioned the players, you speak to them now and then, have you got a favourite player or a soft spot for anyone in particular?
I remember being asked that question, and as soon as I answered it once, I was really embarrassed because
no comment now.
That's a pathetic answer, but yeah. I love them all, and it'll stay that way.
And Tom Hawkins, only a cold, is it? He's going to be right, the big fella.
Well, I keep getting questions from as far as San Diego about what's happening. I haven't been briefed much on it, but I'm pretty sure that this isn't a big issue. This isn't a big issue.
I hope not. Colin, all the best. Hopefully I'll see you at the function on
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, look forward to that.
Yeah, with Angie and Patsy. And, all the best. Well, I'll be sort of half barracking for you. Thanks for your time tonight.
You'll be right behind it.
I'm trying to be central here, but I'm not very good at it. So just a bit of luck. It's all you need, an ounce of luck sometimes. And look forward to catching up.
Look forward to seeing you. And thanks for your time, guys. All the best.
Colin Carter there, president of the Geelong Footy Club. Yeah, wouldn't give a favourite there because he got embarrassed last time. Very interesting. If you need a delicious breakfast, $5 is all you need for an egg and bacon breakfast. Freshly squeezed OJ. Get it at OTR. Participating stores only. We're going to take a break, Blighty. What have we got on the other side? Oh, Tuesday's true or false. Back with more shortly.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. With the OTR app, every fifth C coffee is free.
Yeah, the poll, thanks to Australian Made, does Travis Boak deserve to win this year's John Cahill medal? Yes, 95%, no, 5%. I think he thoroughly deserves it. Finished second in the Brownlow. Did Tom Jonas get a vote? Poor old Backman get nothing.
Yeah, no, he didn't get a lot, though.
Let's quickly get a call or take a call from John. Hello, John.
Hi, boys. Just on Travis Boak, do you bloke think he'll be an automatic Hall of Fame when his career is finished?
Oh, good question. Really good question.
300 gamer. Multiple All-Australian, multiple best and fairest. Hasn't played in the Premiership.
Runner-up.
Hasn't played in the Grand Final. Wow. Captain.
Yeah.
Wonderful player. Yeah. It might be a while, John. I think down the track there's going to be a lot of players coming through over the years that deserve to get in. But I think he qualifies.
His name would be on a board.
Yeah.
You've got to look at then line up what's against him. You know.
Good question.
Yeah, really good question.
But then you've got Kane Corns, 300 game player, done the Premiership player, done the same sort of thing. So, yeah, it's not that easy to get in there. They only have so many per year. Tuesday, true or false, opening batting.
Yeah, okay. David, last touch, out of bounds, free kick should be introduced into the AFL now, so the Hamish Hartlett one will never, ever happen again.
Don't mind it. I'll say true.
Okay.
True. You would rather, true or false, you would rather take Patrick Dangerfield over Dustin Martin, true or false?
True.
Is it?
Yeah, marginally.
Okay.
But only because I think aerially, Patrick's much better in the air, and they're sort of equal everywhere else. Now, Port Adelaide should continue to recruit like the last 2 years. Don't stop now.
I agree. I mean, Port Adelaide were very brave to, you know, cut some what you call good players in Chad Wingard and also Polek and Dougal Howard's gone. Yeah. They let players that have got some substance go, and they've got the draft picks. And I think why not? Because they are getting an aging list on the back end, but they've got a lot of good kids coming through. So, I keep going. That's definitely true.
Yep.
Okay, now I didn't write this one. True or false, David Wilde was severely unlucky not to make the Kia top seven for a second consecutive week after the calling of the 32nd consecutive Sandford Grand Final.
What, how much more?
I didn't write that.
No, but how much more credit? Ben. Yeah, but how much more credit do you need?
Oh, more if I could.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm trying to jump off your back. I'll take what I can.
I actually said it. I gave you a special mention and then gave you another mention the next night.
Oh, well, that's true then.
Yeah.
True or false, Patsy Blight is the equivalent of a Michelin star chef. You better say true. She's listening.
Yeah, no, she was.
What do you got tonight, by the way?
There's
always something nice.
Oh, geez.
You won't be happy.
No. I'll get back to you. I'm just thinking of it in a minute because I was actually. You jumped in then. That was mine. This is mine. True or false?
Was it?
You did two in a row.
Apologise.
Come on.
Apologise.
Jeez.
Oh, go on. No, okay. You're a bit flustered.
Yeah, here we go. True or false? My number third one. Which should have been before your third one.
I did throw that in.
The Adelaide Football Club's most important draft since the list inception at the end of 1990 for the 1991 season. The most important draft they've ever been involved in.
True, and more true.
There you go.
And you went through the picks they've got. They've never had so many decent picks. I want to talk about this tomorrow, but you can say true or false. The AFL needs to fix their free agency policy after Geelong have snared the champion centre forward Jeremy Cameron. So are all the good players going to the good clubs? That's not what it's designed for.
No, it has, and there's a, I don't know who he is, a really senior football person and knows a lot about the game, said it is the worst thing that's happened to football is the free agency. He said it may be good for the players and it may be good for the managers. But for the football clubs and fans, not great.
So Tom Lynch goes to Richmond.
Yeah, all
Cameron
that.
Goes to.
Yeah, Dion Preston.
I think they've got to look at it.
Well, you can't restrain a trade, and that's why it came in. But isn't the
national draft then has to be a restrain a trade? I have to go where I'm told to at the start.
Yeah, no, that's true. But you sign a piece of paper that said that I'll abide by the rules. So, but this one's been introduced. Now, one of the things I think it is much about the managers rather than the players. Now, I know the players know and all that, but if you're a player manager, you're out there flogging your player like you couldn't believe. And one of the things I think they're doing, maybe not the money, but the length of time. Now, this is one of your bugbears, isn't it? Three, four, five-year contract.
Three max for me with an option so, if you're both happy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd love to see that come in. Not 7 years, it's just too long. So you can actually make a 7-year contract now, be an administrator at a club, walk out the club, and they've left with that, you know, that may be good or may be bad, but it's not your decision. It's too long, too long.
We heard a coach could do 5 years, get paid out for 6 months.
I can't believe that.
Play doesn't work with players.
No. I can't believe that, David. That's unbelievable.
Hey, talking about your Woodville functions, you mentioned Dennis Brown. I've had about three or four people come up to me today and say, DB got the big mention.
Yeah, with it.
He's been involved. He's been involved in footy for a long, long while too. He was, you know, he's done it when I was playing. When you were playing, I think he was.
Yeah, he was. In fact, he rang me today. He said some people were listening to the show last night and had rang him about the what was the chosen one? Ran third at 100-1.
DB, great man. He was the one that was, I think, first on the scene when KG had his
heart problem. Yeah,
hey, if energy from an Australian-owned company switched to Lumo SA today, you can call 131-5866. The other true or false they put here, I think you've already answered that. Richmond will win this year's grand final. I think you'll be heavily behind the Cats.
Yeah, I'm starting to lean. Just leaning a little bit.
Beware of underestimating the Tigers. We just know
I picked them all year. As you know, I picked them all year, but I'm just starting to warm to the 2011 Woodville West Torrens likeness.
Just had Colin Carter on. So your day with Patsy at Nice Mill before the game.
Yep.
And after the game, you present the trophy to the winning coach.
Yes.
And hopefully for you, Chris Scott.
Yeah, why not?
All right, we're going to take a break. I did the Lumo SA advertisement there, but it's time now. Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, Sports Day SA, time now to go to a Bristol Made Sea Coffee Break.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. With the OTR app, every fifth C coffee is free.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Wilde. Before we go to Turnback Tuesday, Malcolm, I just want to play a grab from David Koch. It's all been about Ken Hinckley. Certainly has answered his critics, and he'll get another contract for how long, we're not sure. But here's David Koch on the coach.
He certainly has answered his critics. The Ken haters have been nowhere to be seen this year, and it's a terrific compliment to him, because when we started this, we banned the term rebuild, because I always think that term is a cop-out. But we started to sort of renew our list and still remain competitive over the last 2 years, and that's largely because of Ken putting the club and how we had to renew our list ahead of short-term gain. And I couldn't be happier for his success this year, and I'm sure he's going to have success in Port Adelaide way into the future for many years to come.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's a really good word, that renew, isn't it? In fact, David, it's an ongoing process. You renew all the time, don't you? Because there's people dropping off, and that's the rules. You've got to drop a minimum of three off, and a lot more go because of retirements.
Well, so, to his credit, they got rid of Wingard and Polek and a couple of others to get the kids in, and it's worked. So well done to Ken Hinckley. And the other one, talking about mental health, looks like Reece Shaw probably won't coach again, I'd say certainly at the top level. Michael Voss name's been sort of touted everywhere. And here's Jonathan Brown talking about Michael Voss in North Melbourne.
Yeah, we hear these stories now that North Melbourne and the assisted clubs, these coaching contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. They could sign a five. That's right. Could sign a 5-year deal, but you only get a 6-month payout deal. So for my mate Michael Voss, he's been mentioned in the paper a lot over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. He should go for the job. Well, if I was his manager, I'd be instructing him not to. Unless he's got absolute confidence that he can get through the 4 or 5 years. Because if you start to get through into troubled waters, he gets a 6-month payout. So they've got to sort that out.
I didn't know that, if that's the case. I thought that would have been negotiated. But, it sounded as though Jonathan Brown knew that, didn't he?
I think that's been fairly new now.
Yeah.
But you know that when you go into it. There must be some sort of payout clause.
Can I also say, as I said at the start of the show, David, I honestly believe that Ross Lyon is the man for North Melbourne. Very experienced, will do things his own way, and anyone has a crack at him, it'll just be like water off a duck's back. You've got to get someone there with some real grit in them, and he's the guy.
Well said. The all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. Find out more at kia.com.au. Okay, time now for Turnback Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, on this day, the 1964 Tokyo Olympics are on. We've mentioned that a couple of times. Now, listen, we haven't got any music tonight, but I should mention this. Probably one of the greatest songs of all time.
Chain Melody?
No, close. It's a song that in 1965, the most famous group in the world.
The Beatles?
Yes. Out came Yesterday.
Oh, Yesterday. Wow.
That was voted number one. Just near
great song.
Bohemian Rhapsody and Yesterday are the two. Now, in 1968, I remember this. This is when the Kenyans started to come. You know, that long-distance running stuff? Kip Keno.
Yeah, remember
Kip Keno?
Remember him.
He won the 1500 metre in the Mexico Olympics, and then a few years later won the 3000 in Munich. And all of a sudden, all those Kenyans, those African people, became great long-distance runners.
They've absolutely dominated Kenya, Tanzania. They still are dominating.
And in 1973, it was a very good year. This year I got married, actually, David. Queen Elizabeth II, our current queen, our only queen in my life, she opened Sydney Opera House, would you believe?
Is that right? Who would have thought? Now, did she go on the throne in 1956? Somewhere around there?
53.
And she's still there now?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's remarkable.
Now, a guy that we've mentioned a couple of times in these Turnback Tuesday stuff, 1991, Ayrton Senna won his third Formula One Welsh Drivers Championship on this day. And this is one that you'd be fascinated with, being a pretty good tennis player. In 2018, there was a game too, the All England Lawn Tennis Club, right? Tiebreak on reaching 12 all. Remember, it used to go forever and ever into the deciding set at Wimbledon.
Yeah, they got
12 all.
And 6 all.
No, 12 all. Deciding set. 6 all. Yeah, 12 all. What am I talking about?
What, 12 all, then you go to a tie break?
Then you go to the tie break.
I thought it was always six. Six all. Okay.
No, 12 no, all.
Yeah, I won't go against that one, but so have that.
It's only the deciding one.
Had that silly game that went 71-69 or something.
Yeah.
All right, bloody well done. A lot of topics covered again, and we'll do it all again tomorrow night. In fact, we've got Mike Sheehan tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, looking
forward. And he's finished with open mic.
Yeah.
Or finishing with open mic. And that, very sad, because I think he does a great job there. I'll see you tomorrow night between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Bye, David.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. With the OTR app, every fifth C coffee is free.